Some know Jerry Falwell best as the man who headed the Moral Majority and Liberty University. Others know Falwell best as the man who headed to court to defend his reputation. I'm talking about Hustler versus Falwell, a case decided by the United States Supreme Court nearly 20 years ago. Yep, you heard right. Hustler, as in the magazine run by Larry Flynt and described by the Supreme Court delicately as a magazine of nationwide circulation. Falwell, as in the person least likely to read Hustler magazine. Here's what happened. Hustler created a cartoon meant to poke fun at Falwell's moral righteousness. And, this being Hustler magazine, the fun it had in mind aimed low. The cartoon mimicked a popular ad campaign at the time and purported to contain an interview with Falwell about a certain moment in his life, an outhouse, and a family member. Suffice it to say that the cartoon was in extremely bad taste. So Falwell sued. He argued that the fake ad had invaded his privacy, had defamed him, and had caused him emotional distress. The magazine won on the first two counts, but a jury saw his point with the third cause of action, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and awarded Falwell $200,000. Intentional infliction of emotional distress allows a plaintiff to recover damages when the defendant acted intentionally or recklessly to cause the plaintiff severe emotional distress and, in Virginia at least, offended decency or morality in doing so. In short, Falwell argued, that tort fit perfectly with Hustler magazine's cartoon, especially the decency and morality part. The problem for Falwell was that, however well the claim fit with Virginia tort law, it didn't fit so neatly with the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. The Supreme Court put the question before it this way. We must decide whether Jerry Falwell, a public figure, may recover damages for emotional harm caused by the publication of an ad parody offensive to him, and doubtless gross and repugnant in the eyes of most. The justices decided that the Constitution wouldn't allow it. In other words, Falwell lost his Supreme Court battle. The court wrote that the First Amendment encourages robust political debate that will often criticize those who've thrust themselves into the limelight. It praised political cartoonists, including some who continuously go beyond the bounds of good taste and conventional manners. And it held that the First Amendment's promise of freedom of expression won't allow public figures to sue for intentional infliction of emotional distress except under rigid circumstances. And those circumstances don't include an ad parody labeled as such and so ridiculous that no one would believe it. So Jerry Falwell's left a legacy. Not only the way some say his moral majority changed American politics, or the way his Liberty University has grown from a small college to a university with its own law school, but Falwell's legacy also includes, perhaps unwittingly, strengthening civil liberties and the First Amendment. At least in the opinions of the courts, numbering nearly 500 as of last week, Falwell's name will always be oddly linked, not to God or to education, but to Hustler magazine. I'm Amy Guida.